reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The first lesson assigned for today, the 20th Sunday after the Feast of Pentecost, is recorded in Amos chapter 5. Seek the Lord and live, lest he break out like fire on the house of Joseph, and it devour with none to quench it for Bethel. O you who turn justice to wormwood and cast down righteousness to the earth. They hate him who reproves in the gate, and they abhor him who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor, and you exact taxes from grain from him, you have built houses hewed in stone, but you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe and turn aside the needy in the gate. Therefore, he who is prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you as you have said. Hate evil and love good. And establish justice at the gate, that it may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is recorded in Hebrews chapter 3. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? And with him whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies left in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but those who were disobedient? So we see that we were unable to enter because of unbelief. This is the word of the Lord. Out of respect for our Lord, we rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Hear the Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 10th chapter. And as Jesus was sitting out for his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And he said to Jesus, "Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, sell all you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And come, follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. In August of this year, my wife and I went to the state fair. That might not sound like a very big deal to you. Some of you have probably been doing that every year. But although she's lived in Iowa all her life, this is the first time my wife was able to go to the state fair. Being teacher and then principal of Central Lutheran in Newhall, August was always a time when she got into the school and didn't take any extra time to do anything else. One thing I noticed as we walked down the midway of the fair, every few steps there was a different attraction. Somebody had a food booth, another person had a food booth, then somebody was selling something, and then another food booth, all beckoning for our attention. And as I walked down there, I said, boy, this is just like Proverbs chapter 9. And that will serve as our text today, where different opposing forces are in competition for us. Here our text as we consider the theme, you are invited. Proverbs 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewed out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls from the highest point in the city. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. But then when we get to the next paragraph, there's another invitation. The woman folly is loud. She is undisciplined and without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the highest point in the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little that do they know that the dead are there and that her guests are in the depths of the grave. This is the word of God for our consideration. When King Solomon was inspired to write these words, no doubt he had in mind a kind of bazaar that would be held in Jerusalem. Oh, you see pictures today, still in the ancient Eastern, Near Eastern world, bazaars where people are beckoning you to come this way, to buy my product, to buy my vegetables, to come over here, to come here and let me visit with you. That's the picture in our text. First, wisdom calls out, beckoning those who would walk by. She calls from a rather large house. It has seven pillars. The structure is one of the dominant houses in town. And the servants, or as they're referred to in our text, the maids, call out, let all who are simple come in here. Come eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. The thought here is that the wine that has been mixed is mixed with spices, a typical custom in the ancient Near Eastern world, to give your wine a very unique and desirable flavor. In the book of Proverbs, we know that God the Father is portrayed as wisdom. And God in the book of Proverbs is quite often referred to in the feminine gender, one of those unique things that we see in the Bible. So this becomes an invitation from God through his servants to come and enjoy the experience of paradise. Throughout his earthly ministry, our Lord often referred to heaven as a heavenly banquet that God would prepare for all of his people. But that's not the only invitation in town. There is another house. This house is also located in the dominant place in the city. It's described in verse 14 as at the highest point in the city. Who is the host of this house? Our text says the woman folly, Satan, also described in the feminine gender. She is described as loud. She is described as undisciplined. And Satan is described without knowledge. She too calls out. And to whom is she calling? Those who would go straight on their way. Those struggling to follow the straight and narrow path through life. The target audience is the same as wisdom. Those who lack judgment. Come in here, folly cries out. And what does folly offer? Stolen water is sweet. In our day, when we have faucets in various places in our homes and public water fountains and even fountains that just spray water, we can't appreciate the value that people placed on water in the ancient Near Eastern world. So folly says, stolen water is sweet. I have sweet water to give you. Food eaten in secret is delicious. Or so folly wants us to believe. Two invitations that are very similar in nature. To whom are they offered? Both passages say, to the simple. In fact, verse 4 and verse 16 are identical. Verse 4 says, let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. And verse 16 says, let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. The invitations are so similar, but the results are extremely significant. They are, in fact, the difference between life and between death. Those who enter wisdom's house will live and grow in understanding. However, the meal folly offers only leads to destruction, as the last verse of our text explains. Little do they know that the dead are there and that her guests are in the depths of the grave. People, these are the temptations, the conflicts, the struggles, the invitation that are daily ringing in your hearts and in your ears. Note the end result, a path leading to life and a path leading to death. But oh, they sound so different when we hear them. The path of death seems so exciting and fulfilling and, well, so fun and adventuresome. The unique consequences, the ultimate consequences, are all but ignored. And so we struggle, as God's people always struggle. The Holy Spirit would lead us in one direction, the evil one would lead us in another direction. As Solomon, the writer of Proverbs, struggled, as St. Paul, the giant of the New Testament, struggled, as our children and grandchildren struggle, so we struggle living out our faith in a sin-filled world. The conflict takes place in all of God's children, and it is very real. It is one with which both you and I are familiar. Paul says in Romans chapter 7, I don't understand my own actions. The good things I want to do, I never quite get done. But the evil things I want to avoid, those are the ones that I do. Folly is certainly calling in his ear. Every day of our lives, these invitations are shouted or whispered as the redeemed children of the Heavenly Father. We struggle with the lives we lead that we're not entering into the house of folly for a good time that will quickly fade. Let the simple beware. Yes, we are the simple. I checked out that Hebrew word that we translate simple. It means to be open or to be easily impressed. It refers to one who is open to the alternatives that society has to offer. Oh, yes, these invitations are there. The problem is They seem so inconsequential, so innocent. As my confirmation students ask from time to time, Pastor, what's wrong with missing just one Sunday? Or what's wrong with going places on the internet where we know we shouldn't be going? Or what's wrong with taking a few extra deductions on our tax form? All the government's going to do is waste that money anyway. What's wrong? What's wrong? Instead of asking what's wrong, we need to ask, what is the source of those things? Who is offering the invitation? And ultimately, whose house will I end up in? The house of life or the house of death? So what do we do? First of all, look at the consequences of your actions. Is that an action from the house of life? Or is that an action from the house of death? Secondly, don't feel deserted in your temptations, like God has left you alone in this world. The book of Hebrews reminds us Jesus Christ was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sinning. Never think God doesn't know what it's like when you're faced with a temptation. And thirdly, strengthen yourself for that which is really important, for a life that lasts, with the bread of life. How do we do that? By being in God's Word. Strengthen your faith every day through the Word and through the sacrament. These are the spiritual bodybuilders that give us insight to see folly for what it really is and the call of wisdom for what it is, the path of life. And lastly, remember, when you do stumble and fall and head the way of folly, to cling to the cross of your Savior. Christ Jesus died for the simple-minded, for those far too open to the temptations of the world. Christ Jesus rose again for the simple, for those who stumble and fall on their daily path of life. Remember the cross of Christ. On the cross, Christ Jesus won forgiveness for all the simple whose heads are turned from time to time by the call of folly. And remember the words of St. Paul as he writes to the Ephesians in Ephesus and to you and me today. Be careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God that is greater than all of our human understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus through life everlasting. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV, copyright 2001, by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.